Since we cannot observe everything going on about us, we engage in selective perception. People selectively interpret what they see on the basis of their interests, background experiences, and attitudes. It is the tendency not to notice and more quickly forget stimuli that cause emotional discomfort and contradict our prior beliefs. For example, a teacher may have a favorite student because they are biased by in-group favoritism. The teacher ignores the student's poor attainment. People selectively interpret what they see based on their interests, backgrounds, experiences, and attitudes. It is possible for bias to occur in decision-making due to a wrong interest or attitude of a decision-maker, and because of the principle that we perceive what we prefer to perceive. It is impossible to pay attention to everything because we are constantly inundated with sensory information. By scanning our environment, our subconscious mind selects what seems easy to notice. Even then, people tend to see things according to their expectations as well as according to their desires. Whenever we perceive a situation that looks familiar to us, we often interpret it in light of our past experiences. Because our attention spans are limited, we tend to categorize things by aspects that resemble what we already know, and we save time and energy by assuming the current situation is similar to previous experience. In addition to seeing things the way we expect, we are also prone to seeing things the way we wish they were. People tend to think themselves to be above average in intelligence because they are highly skilled drivers. This is because we like to believe flattering things about ourselves. We fail to see how our current beliefs conflict with the facts we gather. People who firmly hold on to a specific belief allow it to affect how they see a situation. When a meeting is called to discuss options for a controversial work issue, employees who strongly support one side of the issue may view the meeting in a fundamentally different way.